Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Orla Donoghue is a single parent coach at Sullis Coaching. Orla is with me on the line today because, Orla, I know this is a topic close to your own heart as well.
Yes, Andrea. Hi, thanks for having me on today. Yes, it certainly is. So I'm a single parent myself and I've been a single parent for 4 years ago or 4 years now. So I know all about the challenges that come along with being a single parent.
Tell me about some of those challenges, Orla.
Yeah, I would say, so initially the transition into becoming a single parent, well, for some people it is by choice, but for others, a lot of the time it isn't a choice that they had envisioned for themselves. So then when they were thinking about having their children, they never imagined that they would actually be embarking on that journey at some point as a single parent. So even just getting to the point of transitioning and accepting that when you become a single parent, pretty much every aspect of your life is impacted by it. And coming to terms with this and all the challenges, be it the logistical challenges of, you know, doing your childcare, work, everything like that, financial challenges as well. Suddenly you're now living off one income. And then also there's the emotional side of things. So dealing with things like feeling like shame or guilt or feeling like you've just let everyone down, it can just be a very overwhelming experience.
And those emotions that you mentioned, shame and guilt, how prevalent or constant are they, Orla?
Yeah, they are. When I speak to the different clients that I work with, it would be one of the biggest issues that they would have is this feeling of guilt that they've not only let their children down, but they've let their other family members down as well. So it can be a thread that kind of can run through a lot of the things that they do. This kind of niggling voice in their head thinking, this is my fault, this is all because of me, and really blaming themselves for the situation that they're in and not being able to move past those feelings of guilt, even though it's not their fault. And yeah, it can be very challenging to constantly have that kind of weight on you as if you've done something wrong purely just because you're a single parent.
I imagine even family and friends, close friends, that probably in some cases or circumstances, they probably change around you too, do they?
Yeah, I think there's, I would say from my own personal experience, I didn't know any other single parents in my own social groups or in my family. So it can be quite an isolating experience. And some of the challenges you're going through, you don't know how to navigate, for example, co-parenting, what you're supposed to do. And you don't even know who to go to look to actually ask for that advice because no one else has been through it. And then if you do start asking for the advice, people, they're at a loss. They don't really know what to say. So, yeah, it can present a lot of awkward conversations or just feeling like there is a lack of support, even though people want to do their best for you, but they just don't know what to say.
Stay with me, Orla, for a moment. I think we've got Jim. Jim is with us on the line too. Jim, can you tell us maybe about some of the challenges you faced?
Yeah, I was a single parent for about 12 years in the west of Ireland, in North Clare and Del Harbour, in a wee village. And a lot of challenges would have been, you know, financial, like your guest is saying. And, you know, being a single parent is very tiring. You know, it takes a lot out of you and you don't have a lot of energy. I once described it as like somebody cuts your legs off. You know, you get your legs back when you don't have your kids. If your kid goes away for a holiday or goes with the other parent or goes away for a few years and you get your legs back, you can go for a walk or something. Things as simple as that. You can't get out for a walk. You can't go out when you want, you know. There's a lot of things, aspects to it that are very challenging, you know.
Yeah. And how, you know, did you notice that, did people react different to you or did people change how they were even around you, Jim?
Yeah, in a certain sort of way they did, you know. It sort of got into sort of group situations, I'd say, like a parent meeting or something, you know, it was difficult, or any occasions, you know, events you'd have been invited to, you sort of felt a wee bit out of place, a wee bit sort of, you probably weren't, like, but you felt it, you know, you felt sort of different because maybe you'd have seen couples there, like a father and the mother together, and you'd have been there on your own, and no mummy, you know. You felt for the kid as well, you know, situations, your own group situations, or parties and events, you know.
And for people listening today, you know, that maybe somebody in their house or their close friend is a single parent, what would you say to them about, I suppose, maybe the things that they shouldn't say, the things not to say?
Well, you know, I was told many years ago by a good friend, and when I lived in the west of Ireland, Kinvara, he said to me, he said, you know, pour all your love into your kid, you know, and don't get caught up in any sort of battles or or anything. You know, just it's all about the kid, really. You know, that's the only advice I can give anyone that's gone through it. It's a difficult thing, you know. Like there's all sorts of situations where you know parents have broke up, or it's very common there as well.
Yeah, of course.
Even parents don't like, you know, you can be a single parent by choice, as you said earlier. Mm. But when there's a situation where, say, you break up, you know, my advice would be pour your love into the kid, you know, and just love the kid as much as possible. All your love into the kid, you know.
Is there anything you'd like people to know, Orla, in terms of the things they should or shouldn't talk about?
In terms of what they, I think one thing which can be quite challenging, people say really offhand comments sometimes without realising the impact of them. And it's, I think for the single parent who is being told these offhanded comments, I think always remember that it's coming from a good place and people don't mean it. But one thing that sometimes people would say, if you're a co-parent and you don't have your children at the weekend, people, other parents might say, oh God, like you're so lucky to have the weekend off, and actually not realizing how difficult it can be to navigate those weekends when you don't have your children. Or also a really big one is sometimes people who are in coupled up families, and if one of the partners goes away for work or whatever, and they'll say, oh, I'm a single parent this week, and not realizing that your partner being away for 1 week of work is not the same as
that's
being
not
a single
at all
parent.
The same, my God, yeah.
No. Yeah, and the reason it's not the same is that you don't have someone at the end of the day that you can send a message to or have a call, being like, oh God, bedtime is really difficult. You don't have someone helping you with your finances. You don't have someone helping you with the decision making. So yes, logistically, you are dealing with what a single parent's dealing with for 1 week, but it's a very offhand comment that gets thrown around quite a bit. That can be quite, again, further pushing single parents, being like they're just not understood and people aren't even seeing the realities of their day-to-day and what they're going through.
Text here from a listener who says, I've been a single parent for many, many years, and the thing that annoys me most is that people love to tell me that I'm amazing.
Yeah. I really agree with this one. And it's people always say, oh, you're doing fantastic. You're so great. And you're thinking, what makes you think that? You don't actually, they have this idea of you're doing all these amazing things, but they don't actually know what's going on underneath as to like what you're actually having to do to be fantastic, if that makes sense. So it's like understanding what you're actually doing on a day-to-day basis, the challenges that you are facing. And yes, you're getting by and you are enjoying your life, but there's a lot that goes on to get there. And it's recognizing the levels underneath, I think, is really important, rather than just saying like, you're amazing. What would be better would be asking, how are you?
Yeah, another similar text, Jim, here from another texter who says, you know, people love to tell me that I'm a hero because I'm a single mum.
Sorry?
I'm just making the point of a text here from a listener who says they find it very annoying and frustrating when people tell them that they're a hero and amazing, and they find that quite antagonising.
Yeah, it can be a bit, you know, but there's one positive thing I'll say about being a single parent, you know, just when I think about it, it does drive you on, you know, makes you work harder. You have to work twice as hard. I know for me personally, I worked very hard as an artist, a professional artist. You know, I'm 23 years an artist, and I made a good living at it, but I worked very hard. When the kid was sleeping, I was working, you know, it drove me on a bit. I'll say that, you know, it makes me very focused. You know, yeah. You have to be thinking twice as hard, you know, on a very positive note. And, you know, it can be patronizing when people say, you know, you're brilliant and you're this and you're that, but it's like, you know, it's part of the job, I suppose.
The text here from this listener says, as a single parent family with no family support living in London, I was okay. There were support services, plenty of children's activities to manage parenting alone. But in rural Ireland, it's quite isolating. It's lonely, and most single parent families have extended family and don't really need many supports. Like, you're working as a single parent coach, Orla, through Sullis Coaching. What support services are there for people?
There's some good support services in Ireland. There is one parent family in Ireland, and they have really good resources. So I highly recommend people to go to their website, and they do free courses about parenting and also just different resources to get tangible support. So I would definitely recommend going, checking out their website for anyone who's struggling in Ireland. And then also there's an app, because loneliness is a really, really big thing for single parents. It's very... you can feel like you're the only one going through it. In fact, though, in Ireland, there's one in five families are single-parent families. But when you're a single parent, it can feel like you're looking around and no one else is in that situation. There's an app created by Zoe Desmond, who's from Ireland, but is based in London, and it's called Frollo. And it's a really good community-based app for single parents. So you can go on there, and there's always like meetups in person or online and everything. So it's really good for things.
It's good stuff and well worth highlighting that for listeners as well. Orla Donoghue, Sulla's Coaching. Jim, thanks a million for getting in touch as well. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.